right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:10. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news right now. One of the big stories is Pope Francis coming out and saying that homosexuality is not a crime, but it does remain a sin in Catholic doctrine. What is this about? Like, why is this even coming up? So he was criticizing countries who criminalize homosexuality, you know, particularly in the Middle East, where they're like, they actually kill you in some cases. So he is criticizing those, saying it's not a crime. It is a sin, but also said that LGBTQ are welcome in the church. It's just, you know, just like any other sinner would be. And so, but it's not a crime. And so he criticized countries with anti-LGBTQ laws. The other top stories in the news, Berlin has gone ahead and sent the tanks over to Ukraine. Russia, in the meantime, says that heavy weaponry for Kyiv is a blatant provocation. Wait, so other countries sending heavy weaponry into Kyiv so they can defend themselves is a provocation, but you entering into their country unsolicited, that's not a provocation? That's not a blatant provocation? You attacking a complete, a whole other country, that's not a blatant provocation? Okay, all right, sure. The and apparently, I guess now, so Germany is sending the tanks over to Ukraine. Other allies are going to be doing so as well. We mentioned before that Poland was looking to do so, so we'll see what happens with that. Then heavy storms are hitting the Midwest, including apparently snow in Texas. Texas is getting some snow, and of course, Houston had a tornado that went right through Houston area, like the Houston area this morning, like early this morning. It was an EF2, so that's a pretty rough one. So those storms are hitting the Midwest right now, and I guess the heavy snow is going to be continuing on throughout this week, and then it'll be headed up towards the Northeast by the end of the week here, and dumping some snow on the Northeast. Then in other news, other things in the news, also, there was an earthquake, a 4.2 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Malibu in California. Then I saw this. Apparently, Paris Hilton is a mother. She's a new mom. She just posted an image of a baby boy. And so they've, I didn't even know she was married, but I don't really follow up with that kind of stuff. So then let's see here. Sesame Street co-creator Lloyd Morissette passed away today at age of 93. And so one of the co-founders right there. Then I saw a couple other stories going on here in the news as it pertains to just kind of reactions to Mike Pence, you know, for the documents that are coming over there. Trump defending Mike Pence, apparently. Over that, I'm just really that's kind of weird. But then again, Joe Scarborough, former congressman from our area, now on MSNBC, he defended Mike Pence over the classified documents. He says, unlike Trump, he and Biden did all the right things. Wait, what? Biden did the right things too? okay, this seems weird. Then, so yesterday we mentioned that while we were on the air, they were coming out with the Oscar nominations for the different, the different categories and everything like that. Well, apparently, I guess they, the Razzies also had their nominations. And if you're not familiar with the Razzies are like, these are the bad movies. These are like the worst movie of the year, or it would be a, worst actress, worst actor, they rescinded or one of their nominees. Their nominee for worst, one of the nominees for worst actress has been rescinded. It was Ryan Kiera Armstrong. She was nominated for worst actress in her role for Firestarter, the movie. Okay, well, that's kind of weird. Why would you, did you change your mind, decide that she did a good job acting? No, they decided after a lot of backlash that they needed to rescind her name because she's 12. Yeah. I could see why they got some backlash on that. Yeah, definitely. So they went ahead and pulled her name from the worst actress nomination and put out a statement. They regret nominating her, and they've got a new policy going forward that they'll got to be at least 18 in order to get nominated for a Razzie. Basically, they were accused of child bullying, essentially. Well, yeah. Sheesh. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're seeing a lot of slow-moving traffic on 98 right now. This is due to a couple accidents. First, we do have an accident in the eastbound direction as you're leaving Tiger Point heading towards Navarre. We have an accident again in the eastbound direction. This is right near the Tom Thumb and the Dollar General, right off of New Hope Lane. Also in the westbound direction, we're seeing slow moving traffic. This is going to be heading into Navarre from the Windhaven Beach area. This is going to make the everyday afternoon delays a little bit heavier than usual. I-10, I-110, not seeing anything to slow you down, as well as leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You'll see your everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90. See something else? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, coming up here in about 10 minutes now. UWF getting recognized for their program. I'll tell you what area that they are getting recognized for and why it's pretty significant, especially going forward with higher education. The Milton Parade is coming up Saturday, February 4th. The crew of Airship Pirates invites you to let the good times roll down Stewart Street in Milton and join the after party at Jernigan's Landing immediately following the parade. Live music, vendors, and lots of fun. For more information, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Come up here next, Top Trending News.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal.
United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, that's VITA. Well, they're booking appointments now. It's a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 or making less than $60,000 a year. So volunteers are going to operate from four sites during the tax season: Pensacola State College's main campus, their Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at the Goodwill over in Olive Road. All you got to do is call 211 to schedule your appointment time. And once again, if you make less than $60,000 a year, families or individuals, then you get this free tax assistance program from the United Way of West Florida. Just call 211 to schedule your time today.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The U.S. is sending some of the most powerful tanks in the world to Ukraine. President Biden made the announcement today, saying Ukrainian forces need the tanks to counter Russia's evolving tactics. A Virginia teacher who was shot by a six-year-old student is now suing the school where the event unfolded. Police have called it a targeted attack at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Abby Zwerner reportedly texted a loved one shortly before the attack, complaining the child had her fearing for her life and school officials were failing to act. CNN reporting actor Jeremy Renner was trying to stop his snowplow from hitting his nephew when he was pulled under and crushed by the vehicle back on New Year's Day. Police in Nevada said when the actor was using the plow to pull his nephew's truck out of the snow, he exited the vehicle without setting the emergency brake. Renner was then pulled under the vehicle by the track and ran over. And finally, some fans of a recently closed Disney theme park ride looking to make a quick buck. Folks have gone on eBay to sell water from Splash Mountain, the so-called authentic water being sold for $20 to $45 in some listings. One person was asking for $1,000 for their bottle. Bobby, how much would you spend for authentic water from Splash Mountain? Not to be confused with not authentic water.
Correct. So how much would I spend for probably extremely disease-infested bacteria cesspool of fluids? Probably nothing. Yeah. Be like, I'll pay you to keep that away from me. That's gross. Like, because, you know, everybody goes to Splash Mountain, puts their hands in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Sneezes. It's just out there. That's like some of the grossest water ever. No, thank you. I would not be interested in that at all.
A couple things. First, you're so gross after you go to Disney anyway. So everyone that's even been sitting on that ride is sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
Also, what are the odds that this is like not even from Disney? It's just bottled water. Like, that's pretty high, right?
I don't know how you authenticate it. I mean, I guess you go to take it to a local lab, and if the infectious diseases that the water contains per liter or whatever are at a certain level, you could say, yeah, it's probably from Splash Mountain. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what other rides have water. I mean, you could just as easily say it was, we didn't get it from Splash Mountain, but it was from one of the other water rides. You know, there's just no way to know.
Or you just poured it, turned on the tap and just got tap water.
Just go buy $40 worth of lottery tickets then, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So now we got more details on the Jeremy Renner accident. I mean, we've been wondering what in the world happened to this guy? It almost killed him.
Right.
And so he was trying to tow, what did you say? He was trying to tow his nephew's truck?
Yeah, so he's using the plow to pull his nephew's truck out of the snow. The nephew apparently was pulled under somehow, and then that's when Renner jumped out without, obviously in that situation, he's not even thinking about the emergency brake, and it's just, so it was still moving, and apparently that kind of trapped Renner, and it rolled over him. So heat of the moment, adrenaline going,
I guess he was trying to save his nephew. Now I saw some other thing says he broke 30 plus bones.
Yeah,
and then plus we know it collapsed his chest or something too. Everybody kept saying he was lucky to be alive. Now we're getting more details about all this, and it's like, holy cow. And now they're saying the recovery effort is going to be a very, very long time. It could be a couple of years for him to recover. So, but man, that's,
And I know this, obviously it's not important. What's important is his recovery. You know, it kind of, feels like the Damar Hamlin conversation all over again, but I wonder what his commitments are with Marvel and just other movies, and how that affects what Marvel's timeline is and, what movies he was supposed to be in. I haven't looked into that at all, but...
Well, I know he's in a TV show. I haven't watched it, but I hear good things about it called Mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah, okay. That's on Paramount Plus, and that just came out, so that's kind of like pretty big on that network, I think.
Yeah. And so, what does that leave for the future of that series? Because, from what I understand, I see him promoting it like crazy. So, obviously, that's something they're probably going to want to have multiple seasons of. But now, all of a sudden, your star is, going to be doing recovery for quite some time. So,
he is still contracted with Marvel, right? He wasn't one of the ones that left? Okay.
No, he's not one of the ones that left. So, he's still contracted with Marvel as well. So, they'll have to figure out what to do with that. In fact, I think they were doing a second series of Hawkeye.
Right. They put those movies out like, 2-3 years down the road, when they plan those release dates and everything. So,
Yep. Exactly. So, very interesting one right there. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
We are going to see some heavy delays on 98. This is in the westbound direction as you are leaving the Mary Esther Hurlburt Field area heading towards Navarre. Expect some major slowdowns this afternoon on 98 heading eastbound out of Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point. Expect your everyday afternoon slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. They're going to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard. Our slowdowns due to the accident off of New Hope Road have cleared up. We are seeing some slight delays right at the scene of the accident, but nothing too bad. Again, that's also in the eastbound direction. I-10 and I-110 not seeing any major slowdowns, and then we're going to see your everyday afternoon delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Did get a text in that we have an accident on Perry Avenue with one lane open. It looks like it's where Perry Avenue turns into Bayou Boulevard, and this is going to be right off of Firestone Boulevard, so expect some slowdowns there. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, UWF getting recognized for one of their programs, and I think, you know, looking forward to at higher education, I think this is a pretty significant recognition. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up in 2 minutes, we've got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then after we get your sports hit, we'll be talking about the fattest countries. Where does the United States fall into the fattest countries? Excuse me, the most obese countries. So we'll talk about that. I was actually a little surprised when I saw the results. So I'll share that with you coming up after our sports hit. UWF's online programs have ranked among the best in the country, according to U.S. News & World Report. The university ranked 42nd among 359 institutions and 23rd best overall bachelor's programs for veterans. So this is fantastic right here. And I was saying earlier, I really feel like this is a pretty significant recognition, being that kind of the future of education, at least higher education, is steadily becoming more and more online. You already have online universities like Western Governors University, but pretty much every university now has online courses, like online only courses or online option courses. Even Ivy League schools now are doing that. So with UWF being ranked in the top 100, we're ranked in the top 50. And when it comes to best online bachelor's programs for veterans, we're in the top 25. You know, that bodes very well for the University of West Florida. As far as education in the future, as long as they can keep up with the trends and things like that. Speaking of online education and things, well, not really education, but telehealth is becoming a bigger and bigger issue that Florida continues to try to expand. Well, now they're looking at a bill in the next legislative session that starts in March to allow telehealth for medical marijuana. We'll keep our eye on that one. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross. Bobby Rossi coming up here in about 10 minutes. One of the more surprising stories that I have heard recently, and it's kind of sad news to me. And I'll share that with you coming up here in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. After our sports hit, I got to go over a list of the latest data over the most obese countries. Kind of surprised me, actually, where the United States falls on this list. So we'll go over that. Then we got your sports hit coming up here soon as well. But first, before we get to all that, let's get to your top three stories. Pope Francis says that homosexuality is not a crime and criticized countries with anti-LGBTQ laws, particularly those that criminalize homosexuality, but did reiterate it is still a sin among Catholic doctrine, but all are welcome. Berlin sends tanks to Ukraine. Allies are following, including the United States. You just heard right there in the Fox News update. Russia says heavy weaponry for Kyiv is a blatant provocation. Oh, that's a blatant provocation. not you invading the country. Okay. Winter storms are hitting the Midwest, including snow in Texas. And there's an earthquake, a 4.2 magnitude earthquake that hit California. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is on ESPN tonight, the Brooklyn Nets against the 76ers at 6:30. Then when that game is over on ESPN, you have the Memphis Grizzlies playing the Golden State Warriors around 9 o'clock. TNT, therefore, has NHL hockey. Of course, a lot of it's on ESPN Plus still, but TNT has the Rangers against the Toronto Maple Leafs at 6 o'clock, followed by the Columbus Blue Jackets against Edmonton around 8:30. NCAA men's basketball begins at 5:30 on FS1. Number 13 Xavier takes on number 19 UConn. And let's see here. FS1 at 7:30 has Butler against number 23 Providence. And ESPN2 has number 15 Auburn hosting Texas A&M at 8 o'clock. NCAA women's basketball, in case you're interested, ESPN Plus does have number 18 Iowa State playing TCU in women's basketball. In sports news, Lakers star Anthony Davis is set to return tonight after missing 20 games, but he will be on minutes restriction, so you're not going to see a whole lot of him playing. In the NFL, Patrick Mahomes says he's ready to go for the AFC title game, and this came about after Andy Reid, the head coach, said that he would be playing be in full practice today. So he was in full practice, and then Patrick Mahomes after practice said he's ready to go. Remember yesterday we mentioned the defensive end for the 49ers was arrested for domestic dispute charge, and apparently he is still in line to play for the 49ers this weekend. Brock Purdy, quarterback for the 49ers, is in finalist for the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Not a big surprise right there after having five regular season starts and, of course, winning the wild card game. Then when it comes to the MVP race, the MVP finalists include Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Jefferson. I just want to blink on his last name. And Allen. I just went blank on his name too. Freak. But those are your finalists. Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, Allen, Jefferson are your MVP finalists. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Josh Allen, thank you. And out of those, I mean, they're all doing very good. But I think Jalen Hurts kind of showed that he might deserve the MVP. When he was out for those few games, when he was out for the season, the Eagles were not the same team. He comes right back and boom, they're just dominating people again. I think that shows how important he is to the team and therefore the league, and give Jalen Hurts the MVP right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your afternoon slowdowns. That's going to be in the eastbound direction due to construction. Still seeing slow moving traffic on Bayou Boulevard. This is going to be just off of Ironwood Road. Due to an accident, only one lane is open right there. Other than that, we are checking in clear on Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR, employing made easy.
All right. There is a new report that shows that it's a world report looking at the obesity rates around the country. Now, caveat here. They are using the obesity rate based on BMI, body mass index. And body mass index is not always very accurate, especially with somebody who's got a lot of muscle mass. So somebody's got a lot of muscle. It does not, I mean, honestly, just about every NFL player would be considered obese. And I'm not talking about the offensive linemen. I'm talking about defensive linemen and linebackers and even quarterbacks, because the BMI ratio, they just have too much muscle, and so it doesn't really work for them. So that might be why this list is so skewed. Maybe. So I was looking at the list here, and the latest data we have is, it's actually kind of old, though. It just came out, but it was 2016. So they looked at 1975 and then 2016. And the country with the highest obesity rate is a Polynesian island called Nauru. Nauru? N-A-U-R-U. Okay. Palau comes in next. Also, Polynesian place. Cook Islands, the Marshall Islands, Tuvalu, Niue, Kiribati, Tonga, and Samoa. So these are all Polynesian islands. Now, it's anywhere from 77% obesity rate to 88%. 88% of the population is obese. And back in 1975, it was 77%. One of the biggest jumps was Palau. That Tuvalu, it was only 50% of the population was obese in 1975. Now 80% of the population is obese. Same thing with like Tonga and Samoa. 52% of the population was obese in 1975. Now it's up to 78% in both of those countries. Whoa. And so where does the United States fall on this list then? 15th overall. So we went through the top 10. After that was Micronesia, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and the United States. Yeah, that's right. The Middle East countries all were ahead of us. I wouldn't have thought that. Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, they're all ahead of us. Then it's the United States. And then you got to get down a little ways before you get to like Mexico. Like you're getting down to like 25th and 26th place for like Mexico. And like Canada's even further down. So is United Kingdom. But I thought that was kind of interesting that the Polynesian islands by far rank high when it comes to obesity rates. Now, there was actually what's kind of interesting is there was a, it was not always this way, apparently. Apparently, back in like the early 1900s, when they mostly just ate fish and vegetables and fruits, they didn't have obesity problems. It was just after they got introduced to basically pork. Once pigs were brought to the island, they were like, oh, this is good. Let's have us some luau's. And apparently that was one of the things that started to contribute to the higher obesity rates. But thought that was interesting. I would have thought United States. I just would have thought top five, at least United States. No, 15th. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Good question. The lowest obesity rate. I didn't mean to actually bring that up. Vietnam, only 18%. India is next. Bangladesh, Ethiopia, Nepal, Timor, Cambodia, Niger. Yeah, wait a minute. These are all like third world countries where they have starvation issues. Okay. That's basically the countries where they have starvation issues. They have low obesity rates. All right. Got a text here. It says, isn't that the Rock's cousins? Could it be that it's just their culture of giants? Actually, they are. So I've got a lot of friends who are Tongan and some Samoan. They're all humongous. I don't mean like fat. I mean, they're just big boned, big people like Dwayne the Rock Johnson, like Roman Reigns, who's from Pensacola. Who's the other one that's big? I just went blank on his name. Aquaman guy. Who's the Aquaman guy? Jason Momoa. They're all just big. They're just a big race of people. So that's why I was saying it's kind of skewed because, like, would you say Dwayne the Rock Johnson is obese? Of course not. But under the BMI, he is obese. Under the body mass index, he's obese. But that being said, I'm not saying they don't have excess fat. I mean, I'm sure they do. And we've seen it because the population went from 50% obese in 1975 to 80%. So they've definitely had some weight gain going on there. Oh, good thing point here goes, Bobby, that's because they now have fast food restaurants there and they didn't in the 1970s or earlier than 1970s. Well, there's that point too. So what country at the center of the list has the healthiest size for humans? That's a good question too. When you look at the middle, because I did all this stuff as I was show prepping. I was like, where's the place that has like a good Austria, Switzerland. So right around there is the countries that have like a good like balance of healthiness. Sweden, Austria, also Russia is on that list right there. So thought that was kind of interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Some of the biggest surprise, like shocking news that has come to me recently. We'll share that with you next right here on News Radio 92.3.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I'm
appearing about 5 minutes. Got today's Sign of the Apocalypse. Deals with pizza, kind of. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly. Shocking news to share with you in just a minute. But first, let's get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Yeah, Bobby, former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram are being reinstated. Meta, the owner of both social media sites, announced that Trump's accounts will be made active again in the coming weeks, and also promising to put safeguards in place to prevent repeat offenses. The U.S. is sending dozens of Abrams tanks to Ukraine ahead of an expected Russian offensive. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the move shows how unified the U.S. and its allies are in their support for Ukraine. More than 16 million Americans are signed up for the Affordable Care Act, a new record. The Biden administration said more promotion and higher subsidies are the reason for Obamacare insurance to hitting a high. And finally, the infamous Razzie Awards are walking back one of its nominations. The Razzies issued a public apology today to 11-year-old actress Ryan Kiara Armstrong, who was nominated in the Worst Actress category for her role in the movie Firestarter. The awards received backlash for nominating the child actor.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the hour here, because that was just, yeah, that's not good. That's not good. 12 years old. Come on now.
Well, they, you know, here's the update, though. They did say that moving forward that they will now institute an 18 years and older rule for nominees. But we just scrapped the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Singling out kids, probably not good. No. Even singling out adults. I mean, there's been some really good actors who've won a Razzie. So is it their fault? Is it saying that they did the worst acting, or was it just a bad script and bad directing? Yeah. You know? So if you want to say bad movie, that's one thing. Bad individual performances, that's a different thing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're just seeing our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, slow-moving traffic, and then leaving Mary Esther, heading towards Windhaven Beach. Expect slow-moving traffic as well in the westbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. So one of the more shocking news stories I've heard today, Brendan Urie, he is the lead singer for Panic at the Disco. And let's face it, if you follow the band, he pretty much is Panic at the Disco. He's the only remaining member of Panic at the Disco who originally started the band. There's been a lot of people turn over in the band, and he's the one person. So it's basically his band. And he just announced he's ending Panic at the Disco. They do have a final tour in Europe that kicks off in February, but basically after that tour, he's done. Said that he's having a kid with his wife, and decided he's going to just focus on being a dad and a husband. So gonna end Panic at the Disco. I'm kind of shocked to hear this, because honestly, Panic at the Disco is one of my favorite bands. Or I mean, Brendan Urie's, not all their songs are really great. Their last album that just came out last year was okay. It had some good songs on there and some songs that weren't so great. But the album before that, the two albums before that were fantastic. Almost every song on it was amazing. But I remember, so Brendan Urie, Panic at Disco, they've always had songs on the radio and you recognize them, but none of them really ever caught me. It wasn't until I heard him sing Death of a Bachelor, and I heard it on the radio and I was like, who is singing this? This is like, this guy's voice is better than Michael Bublé, and yet he's got a better range too. I'm like, and I pulled it and was like, Panic at the Disco, like what? And then I started listening to all of their albums, and I was like, okay, this guy's good. Here's one of his songs called Impossible Dream, or Impossible Year, sorry, that shows the vocal range for this guy, Brendan Urie. Let's go ahead and play here's the low end of his range.
There's no sunshine this impossible year. Only black days and sky gray and clouds full of fear and storms full of sorrow.
So you can tell right there in the song, he starts off low and he's kind of gradually increasing his octaves. And let's go ahead and hear the end of it. But this is where it ends up. Yeah, fantastic vocal range. He'll definitely be missed, but my guess, he'll still be around singing. His last gig that he did a couple years ago, is he actually sang on Broadway, so he probably might move into some Broadway stuff.
He also did a song with Taylor Swift, so I'm hoping he'll jump on with some other people, but just
he'll probably start doing a lot of collaboration
thing.
Stuff like that. Yeah,
he doesn't want to be in charge of everyone else.
Yep, I agree. All right, let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
31-year-old woman in Winnipeg, Canada, was arrested last Sunday after setting off a firework in a crowded restaurant so that she could distract everyone to steal a pizza. She ran outside and carjacked a taxi.